were just listening to Morning Tale by my guest Jakub Chupinski, as performed by pianist Vicky Chow. Well, good morning. The time is 2 minutes after 11 on Wednesday, January 11th, and you are tuned to WPRB, Princeton, New Jersey, community-supported independent radio at 103.3 FM or online around the world at www.wprb.com. Welcome to another edition of Classical Discoveries. I am your host, Marvin Rosen, and will be with you today until 1 p.m. playing nothing but Polish music. Right now, I am being joined by Jakub Chupinski, and it's great to have you here. And a wonderful piece. And again, I think people are already seeing the diversity in your output based on what we've heard. And we're going to be going more and more, I guess. Eclectic, is that the word to say? I guess different styles.
Yeah, maybe.
I'd rather call it different styles. I feel more comfortable about that, because to some people the term eclectic means, oh no, you know, this is something just written totally differently and different sounds that you're working with, which is just great. Well, Jakub, let's leave music for just a few minutes and talk about other things. One thing I do enjoy chatting with my guests from time to time are other activities they enjoy doing other than music. Now, obviously, music takes a large percentage of your life, but what are some of the other things you enjoy doing?
Well, definitely, I was always into computers, so
this is related to a degree,
in computers or programming.
Right.
I was interested in photography, taking a lot of photos as a young kid. Mm-hmm. Now I'm gradually moving to film. Together with my wife, we've been working on a new film project, a feature movie. We wrote a script. It's also related to music. Because
tell us, can you talk a little about that?
Well,
or
that script is about the piano tuner who, you know, goes from house to house, and one day he encounters piano that has a sound that never stops, and he starts to investigate how to silence this sound. But during the course of his investigation, he discovers very unsettling facts about the owner of the piano. So the story unfolds from the theory of music into something more, I would say, mystery story.
Sounds like a good movie.
Yeah, so it's definitely the other activity that I'm involved with, because now we are facing the production stage and talking with a lot of people and organizing things. So this is definitely another activity. And also I like things like snowboarding. I did scuba diving.
Yeah.
I tried a little bit of paragliding. Now I'm thinking about some other things I can do. I started doing yoga recently, because my wife is very, very good at yoga.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So you keep yourself busy with many different types of activities. Good for you. I am here up until 12:30 with Polish composer Jakub Chupinski. Now, Jakub, if listeners want to find out more about you, you have a website,
yes.
Correct? Why don't you tell everybody the address?
So it's www.ciupinski.pl.
Okay, why don't you say that? It's www.ciupinski.pl.
Exactly.
Great, and also there will be a link on the playlist for today's program, for this show, directly to your website also to make it a little bit easier. By the way, the playlist for today's show will be posted on my site by this evening, and my website address is www.classicaldiscoveries.org. Also, if you would like, feel free to drop me an email. My email address is marvinrosen@classicaldiscoveries.org. Well, let's go on to a selection for two harps and two guitars titled Strings and Chords. Now, this piece, I have to say, has just a wonderful sound to it, just a delight. And what inspired you to write the work? And I mean, the instrumental ensemble is very interesting also, you know, for two harps and two guitars.
Yeah, well, it was actually part of the dance project. When I started working on this piece, I had in mind the idea of splitting four musicians into two groups on two sides of the stage. So I thought about having two harps, and one is hard left and another is hard right, and then two guitars also on two different sides of the stage. And then I started experimenting with detuning the harps. So one harp is slightly lower, and another one is slightly higher. And this allows me to have either very detuned sound, or if I want, I could have quarter tone melodies there. So it was more like a experimenting with this idea, and I really enjoyed it. Also in this piece, you'll notice in the end, I was working on some, I would say that it's a compositional trick, that in the end, the music will be going faster and faster. Whenever you try to clap your hands with the music, you'll always feel that it's going faster, but at the end, it's actually much slower. So the music is going faster and slower at the same time. There's illusion. There's a special pattern of rhythm that gives you the illusion that it speeds up, but it's actually it slows down. So it's
right. Well, we're going to hear this piece now for two harps and two guitars. Let's see, our guitarists are Matthias Jacobson and Zhao Kuyumajian, and our harpists are Rachel Brandwain and Ariel. And that's what she goes by, Ariel.
Exactly.
Yeah, I read about her in the on the internet. Anyway, we listen to Strings and Chords by my guest, Jakub Chupinski. Thank you. You were just listening to Strings and Chords for Two Harps and Two Guitars by my guest Jakub Chupinski. And in our performance, we heard guitarist Matthias Jakobson and Zhao Kuyumian, and our harpists were Rachel Brandwein and Ariel. And I am here, as I mentioned, with my guest Jakub Chupinski. Great to have you here again. We're doing so much of your music today, and we will be possibly going to the premiere broadcast of a fascinating piece a little bit later, a composition called Wildland. We'll get to that a little bit later in the show. Before we get to that, though, we're going to hear another work, and we also want to talk a little bit about what musically you're up to now. You mentioned you're writing a concerto for the guitarist.
Yeah, actually, the one of the guitarists that you've heard on this recording, Matthias Jakobson, I'm writing a piece for him. It will be a guitar concerto, so it will keep me occupied for the next few months. And then I will have some recordings. So this year I'll be focusing on recording some of my previous music, as well as probably during the summer I will be working with a very famous and amazing opera singer, mezzo-soprano Małgorzata Walewska from Poland.
Oh yeah, sure.
We've been talking about doing something together for like last 10 years.
Oh, well, it's about time.
Yeah, we're talking about, you know, we'll make a CD. And finally, last year, I prepared the entire material. But she's so busy traveling and mm-hmm. singing in different operas around the world that we're just waiting for the good time for her to actually enter the studio and record an entire CD of songs written for her.
by you. Yeah. Now, let me ask you a question. Now, this, knowing your diverse style, this is I'm going to ask you, is this going to be more of a classical or more or everything?
It will be quite in between. Because Małgorzata Walewska, she actually she really liked my first CD, which was non-classical, that I released in Sony many years ago. That's how we met, actually. She was in with Sony at that time. And so she wanted to have something similar. So this would be more like an ambient music with classical mezzo-soprano. It might be, I think it will be something interesting.
Great. Well, we will definitely be looking forward to that. And we're going to go now to another piece of yours with the Metropolis Ensemble. You've done quite a few things with them.
I really like to work with this ensemble, and we still have some plans for future for collaboration.
Yeah, well, that would be great, really great, because they're a great group. And let's go now to another one of their performances of your music. Tell us a little bit about Street Prayer.
In this piece, I actually was exploring the idea of having certain pattern that transposes itself. Each cycle, it is repeated, it transposes and grows. Mm-hmm. So it starts just from three flutes, but it gradually grows to something bigger. And it's we have also cellos there and piano and electronics. So at the end, you'll hear the full spectrum of sounds.
Right. Well, we're going to hear this work now. We hear the Metropolis Ensemble performing Street Prayer by my guest, Jakub Chupiński. Thank you. definitely well-deserved applause and excitement. You were just listening to Street Prayer, a work for three flutes, three cellos, piano, and electronics by my guest, Jakub Chupinski, as performed by the Metropolis Ensemble, conducted by Andrew Sear. Well, Jakub, welcome back. This is my guest, Jakub Chupinski, who's been with me since 10 o'clock and will be with me for another hour. Now, we're going to be spending the next 40 minutes approximately of listening to the premiere broadcast of, obviously, a major work, Wildland. The source material for this composition, you mentioned the source material is animals. Tell us about this, really, I have to say, astonishing piece of music before we hear it.
Yeah, this is a very, very special piece for me. I just created it in just basically for myself, because I really believed in this way of making music. And it was also a challenge. And the challenge means that I told myself I will not use any other source material besides animal sounds. So everything had to be derived from animal sounds, whatever recording, if it's the vocal sound or, or, you know, there are so many different options here. And soon I realized that that it's actually not a limitation. It's opposite. It opened up another space for me of thinking about music and electronic music. So obviously, many of these sounds will be transformed into such a way that you don't really recognize what is the animal. But the fact that the source material comes from something very organic helps making this music in a really different way than anything else. So no synthesizers, no other samples. Just
so everything we're going to hear is
derived from animal sounds. Yeah.
Now, is this basically going back to some of the very early musique concrète originally types of thoughts behind this a little bit?
Perhaps. But also remember that these sounds are also transformed. So I used a lot of effects, a lot of transformations, but the source had to be animals. And for me, it was not really about finding, it's not really music concrète in a way that I wanted to have something my philosophy here was different. I just wanted to use these sounds to get more organic effect.
Yeah.
So this is like something between purely synthesized sounds and human voice. Animals sometimes are very close to our voices, but they're different in a weird way. So at the end, you get this very weird piece of music that sometimes you don't know if someone is singing or is it's kind of, you know, there's this weirdness, obviously, in it. So, but
And you describe it with a smile.
I had a great time. It's one of the most magical time in my composing career, when I just I was very passionate for a few months just about this.
Well, we're going to hear it. This is the premiere broadcast of Wildland by my guest, Jakub Chupinski.
Ha 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 ha!